Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, and international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Got me all goddamn.
Yeah. Come off in this mofo flipper, man. Got a million people already on the show. That's dedication, people. Or one of you motherfuckers got cancer and you, goddamn it, you want to see how to cure the shit. Either way. Welcome to the show, people. This is My Health, Your Health Monday. Cancer edition. Yeah, people, we going in heavy on a serious subject, talking about cancer today. You know, you ever had, know someone that has, or ever had cancer, you know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to do what we do. Get a couple of sources, you know what I'm saying, and, go on in. And might even see if we could call up a doctor or something like that and get some personal MD, you know what I'm saying, info. So what's going down? Shouts out to my co-host, motherfucking Side Night, out there in the Netherlands, walking the dog. And we'll be holding it down in just a minute. And, Alpha Gabar, you know what I'm saying? All my Singaporeans out there, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Alexander 84, you know what I'm saying? Doing a real big Heavenly Angel, Prophet Jackal. And you notice I don't never say, you know, welcome, guest. Welcome, because 9 times out of 10, I put that boot to that ass. You mood, I make us get the fuck out of here. But since you are a friend of Heavenly Angels, and she's such an instrumental part of this program, you shall be allowed to remain seated. But I will warn you.
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication, you saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
Yeah, and what's up, the old Willie that came off in this mofo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real big. Shouts out to all my mood I make eyes, all my mood I make eyes out this mofo flipper, man. That's how we doing it. Big ups to www.bid66.com, man. Go and get addicted, you know what I'm saying? guaranteed your ass ain't going to win on the first time. You got some nerdy motherfuckers that done set up there and like playing the goddamn lotto. These some bitches done figured out a system and shit. So they sit, they crab apple ass there sucking up fucking bids and shit. And, you know, making you waste all your credits and shit. So if you're not an experienced bidder, you know, I would say, yeah, first time, go ahead and do what it do. But once you get it, just, yeah, sit the back and watch how these people, you know what I'm saying, you know, they actually play. But you got that. you pretty much can't have a life, I mean, when you fucking deal with that shit. I mean, damn, sitting there for an hour and a half, you know what I'm saying, waiting to win a goddamn iPad or some shit like that. Man, you got to have patience. And you got to have a good computer, because if your ass sit there and your mouse freeze up like what was happening on Mari Torres' show when they was all on there, motherfucker's mouse freezing up and all kind of shit. You got to, your computer got to be on point, and you got to be on point. And that's where you win at the penny bids. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to everybody that hung out this weekend on the show. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't catch the episode Saturday, it was Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying, which is the official Southern Black Independence Day. You know what I'm saying? Not speaking for my North people up there that was already free. But slavery ended, you know what I'm saying, officially in Galveston, Texas, June 19th, 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed by our third black president, Mr. Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, I didn't stutter when I said that. Do your history, mother, your mother maker, and prove me wrong. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, get into a quick song, and then we're going to get into cancer. Yeah, we ain't going to get into it, but yeah, we will be talking about it. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Might help your health Monday, man. Cancer Edition right here on Reckoning Game Radio, WDGE. We deliver great entertainment and the place to be. Captain Smell, so good from the hood. Let's go.
Y'all fuck ass niggas killing the BV. You wanna fuck my hoe, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thug told me you're killing, I hit a B me. Y'all fuck ass niggas killing the BV. You wanna fuck my hoe, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thug told me you're killing, I hit a B me.
Hey man, it's that true thug movement, man. All you hating ass niggas, man. When you look in the mirror, tell me what you see. A thug reflection, niggas, what you better see. And if you ain't thugging, nigga, you can't be me. You see me in the streets, you ain't thugging, don't even speak. You niggas killing to be me, that's why I keep my heat. I know why you're mad, cause the thugs love me. I paid my thug ties in these fucking streets. And I can go anywhere, nigga, still be me.
Y'all fuck ass niggas killing to be me. You wanna fuck my hoe, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told you're killing, I hit a B, me. Y'all fuck ass niggas killing to be me. You wanna fuck my hoe, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thug told me you're killing, I hit a B, me.
This nigga in the street told me hurt you the truth. So from me to you, nigga, I fuck with you. And you can keep trying, you can't feel these shoes. Fuck with that red shit, but it give you the blues. See why you kidding me, you don't wanna lose. And I ain't gotta beat myself, I let the streets choose. Your baby mama fuck me.
Y'all fuck ass niggas killing to be me. You wanna fuck my hoe, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thug told me you're killing, I hit a B me. Y'all fuck ass niggas killing to be me. You wanna fuck my hoe, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thug told me you're killing, I hit a B me.
You catch a murder case trying to be me. I'm in the 813, stand Busta Free. Chasing the same hoe I hit last week. What you mad for? You never met me. You niggas like hoes. Once a month you bleed. Pool table ass nigga, you square green. Chasing hoes, nigga, you can never be me. I'm the truth of you niggas killing the beat.
Y'all fuck ass niggas killing the beat. Me, you wanna fuck my hoe? Be where I fucking be. You better upgrade. You fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing. I hit a beat. Me, y'all fuck ass niggas killing the beat. Me, you wanna fuck my hoe? Be where I fucking be. You better upgrade. You fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing. I hit a beat.
Rep your hood, but I'ma rep the universe. The universe, I'ma rep the universe. Bhagavad-gita, a.k.a. Mr. Grimms of the Reaper, Krishna Ola, Grim and Sola, sliding through your hood just to say hola. I'm a ripping universe, the universe, I'm a ripping universe, rest your hood, but I'm a ripping universe, the universe, I'm a ripping universe. Program crystal. Hey, while you was going through issues, I was walking through trauma with the heart of issues. Detaching negative from the mind is mental. Eliminating struggle really is quite simple. The way we perceive is the way we achieve. So make all your deeds separated from greed. I ain't making believe, not a goon or a pimp. Cause that energy is not human, it's sin. Of a life being, of a life being. Mr. Grimms of the Reaper, turning up the high beams on the prime scene in the hood with your rep. Cause you're thinking that it's commit murder and death, but I'm blessed, yes, a soldier, sliding through your set just to say aloha.
All that fucking walking for nothing. Ain't this a bitch? Fuck, man. Shit. Fucking pissed off, man. Alright, what's up, Si, man? Welcome to the show, man. Fuck.
Okay, I was trying to mute myself until after the train had passed, but that isn't really possible, I'm afraid. Hey, Smiley, what's up?
I ain't got no lunch, man.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Only the blunts or also the weeds?
No, I got there. Fuck, man. I thought I damn took the shit out of the car last night and put it in the garage, all my damn blunts and shit. Went down there and they had a motherfucking thing in there. Damn, this looked like a toilet paper moment, people. It looked like a toilet paper moment. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. You got to smoke by any means necessary. By any what? Means
toilet
necessary.
Paper.
Shit, yeah. Fuck it. I don't know where my brown bag's at.
don't smoke too much of the toilet paper or you'll really turn green.
Oh, man. Actually, we used to smoke like that in jail, so that is called a rip. You take toilet paper. Yes, you don't use the toilet paper itself. You toilet paper wrap and then it come in, and then you roll that up, and, yeah, you smoke that. Talking about a high. Hell, yeah. Good old wacky tobacco. All right, people. Yeah, so I'm kind of up right now. Trying to defeat cancer. How can you defeat cancer if you can't smoke weed? Oh. Damn it, man. Yeah, I know you guys want to come out. I know. Oh, man, that smells good. Oh, sorry. You got out on the show. Shit. All right. I'm going to do Shops Out Florida UFOs over here, too, man. Damn it, man. Yeah, you guys aren't any true smokers out there. If you don't do the toilet paper, you are not a true smoker. You haven't gotten to your desperate, your last, where you just look around up your house, and I mean, you want to smoke your finger. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it looks like a blunt. But you can't. That's a toilet paper moment, all right? This is a toilet paper moment. I almost ended the show early, man. I almost hit the red button. People are not understanding, you know, the ramifications of not having your herbal products.
I won't tell you what I'm doing.
Shit, man.
Where's my award?
You're not smoking. What are you doing? What the are you doing?
I'm rolling up for smoking.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You get an award. But shit, not the bad award. You know what I mean? It's a good award for rollers. All my rollers out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all. Let me get y'all award real quick. Everybody who got weed. No, I'm lying like a motherfucker. If I ain't smoking, goddammit, shit.
Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
I mean. Yeah. So what's up, man? How was your weekend, man? You know what I'm saying? Did you enjoy Juneteenth? Did you enjoy being wild?
Well, it's just the weekend over here, but yeah, I didn't get a lot of sleep. I think I clocked 9 hours in 3 days.
Yeah, that sounds healthy.
No, not really. But it's Monday, so we got to bring it up.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me see what we got. Breast cancer, and... Well, that's what we're talking about today. You're getting your info from WebMD.com, better information, better health. Go to WebMD.com, you know what I'm saying? Click on the subject, cancer, or type in cancer in the search bar, and it will pull up our information related to that. So let me drop that in there for you. Bam. World Cup 2010 is getting warmer. What the f*** does that mean?
Well, that means that we are advancing in the tournament, and the teams really have to win now to move on to the next round. And after that, it's knockout. So the games are really getting interesting and fun to watch at the moment.
Portugal kicked Korea's ass 7-0.
Yes. Brazil Ivory Coast was a very good game, and Cameroon against Denmark was just the best game I've seen so far at the tournament.
Obviously, someone's really high. Hello, me. Hello, you. Hello, all. Hello, high person.
Well,
extremely...
actually, she is in the kind of similar situation as you are in. So, not
that
high.
She can get hers medically, man. I can't get no medical bud trying to do that. She's not in the state that I'm in. I'm in a state of paranoia trying to smoke some weed. Shit.
Well, I've had medical marijuana from here, from somebody that gets it from a subscription, but I gave it back after 2 seconds. What kind of weak shit are you smoking here? I need real weed and not your medical bullshit.
Damn. What? Oh, that's great.
It's grown by the government over here, and yeah, they don't really know what they're doing. I should ask them if they want to give me a job.
No way. Remember Pineapple Express people when the movie first started out? You got the old school motherfucker, got the dude down, he in there smoking. Thompson, how is it? Oh, this is some good shit, your mother. Bleep, bleep, bleep. That's it. That was crazy, boy. You got the government, the army. That's how, you know, marijuana supposedly got to the world, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's how military was experimented with it at first to see the effects. And then once they found the effects of it, they was like, oh, shit. Can't control anybody on this shit. Yeah. Out of control. And they try to ban it.
Wait. But they say they can't control anybody on this shit. And then they make alcohol legal. What's that?
Well, I mean, hey, brother, I mean, if you're trying to kill a whole nation, I mean, would you want to kill them smoking weed or kill them, you know, alcohol? I think that's the number one killer is alcohol.
Yeah, that's the only thing that kills. Smoking weed never killed anybody. Or they were so stoned that they walked in front of
the truck. Kill the appetite. Oh, my bad. Not a killer appetite. What the fuck you mean? Yeah, I want to go kill some hamburgers. Not people. Alcohol, on the other hand. Man, I had a killer appetite. I want to kill 12 people. Yeah. Need to get alcohol along, people. Just like alcohol is cancer. Cancer is alcohol. Alcohol is cancer. It's not good for you. Not really.
Yeah, and they're trying to give it a good image in the news, because when you look at what is in the news, weed is always negatively in the news, and when you look at alcohol, it's always in the news that it's good to drink one or two glasses a day, that's healthy for you, and you won't see much of those news articles where they find out that alcohol really, really, really is bad for you. So that's reverse propaganda for you. Weed is always fixed negative, and alcohol mostly positive.
Yeah, it's been all positive to me, except when I got arrested. You know what I'm saying? That was a little negative, but minor setbacks. Yeah, that was all good. Damn, I don't want to have to go across the street, man. I got to walk 2 goddamn blocks to go get a blunt. What kind of shit is that? Bullshit. But
well,
anyways,
you could play a few songs and rush over.
Yeah,
I'd
put some fucking comedy on or something. Shit, man. Anyways, you got anybody in your family got cancer, man?
No. I'm one of
friends?
The lucky guys that doesn't have it running in the family.
Well, what about a friend? You know, you ain't got no friends that...
Yeah, I used to grow up with a friend when he was about 12 years old. His father got lung cancer. And that was really sad to see. He was a big, really big and strong man, and you could see him change into a weak, skin over bone man that really didn't know how to lift his arm at a certain moment anymore. So that was really, really sad to see. And yeah, that was made a big impact on me, because yeah, he left 2 houses from me, and I lived that from up close.
So how was the cancer research? Do you guys have like campaigns and stuff that you know what I'm saying? Because here, I mean, you can watch the TV down there all day, and somebody's doing some kind of, you know, cancer research or something related to cancer. You know what I'm saying? Like steadily, you know, doing studies, you know, to either cure it or, you know what I'm saying, find a way to reduce it. You know what I'm saying? All right, how is y'all system set up? As far as that?
Well, I guess it's about the same, and I think in the medical world it's mostly handled worldwide and not just by region. I think that all the cancer researchers are working together worldwide. Wouldn't it be of any use if America would be researching it and Europe would be doing the same thing on the side? It would be much better if they divided the tasks and research it together. At least that's my opinion. But we got donation systems here, organizations that try to collect money for the cancer research. But what really happens with the money, I wouldn't really know.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be the whole killer of me, man. I'm like, it ain't no fucking way, man. Y'all raise billions. I mean, really, literally raise billions of dollars, man. And then for no end result, there ain't no fucking way, man. If Imhotep was doing surgery 4,000 goddamn years ago, and we fucking 4,000 years later with all this fucking so-called high technology bullshit, you telling me that you can't find a fucking simple cure for some shit that we didn't even have 4,000 fucking years ago?
Well, yeah, that's it's a new disease, probably by all the toxic that we are pushing into the air.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all the, you know, all the shit that they got to, you know, experiment with the fucking atmosphere and shit. But yeah. So who had cancer? Heaven Angel saying she had cancer.
She did. I don't know if she wants to call in.
Yeah. We need a cancer patient calling in. I don't fuck around with surgery. A lot of people, you know, they take off of that surgery as your only hope. Man, please. Motherfucker put you under that gas, boy. That's your ass. Never know what the hell the motherfucking doctors be doing, man. Shit. I don't trust doctors. Don't trust hospitals. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know. All right, well, let's check this out. What's up?
I've never been in the hospital for far too much, but I really, really, really wanted to get my eyes fixed. So about a year and a half ago, I had laser eye surgery. They really cut open your eyes. That's you have to remain calm at that moment because it's a bit freaky.
Let's see here. Laser eye surgery. Let's see if they tell the truth.
I need to see if I can still find the DVD of it. I have that on a movie, how they cut open my eyes.
I'll watch that. Not. Oh, cataract surgery using a temporal approach. Fossil probe and right hand chopper being done under a microscope. Oh, man. Yeah, well, this deals up to, I think, 1996. I'm trying to find the information on it when the chick, it's actually a black woman, created the, well, was first one that showed motherfuckers how to use LASIK and use the laser properly, you know what I'm saying, in order to cure, you know, to cure vision loss and shit. And when she created the technique and how to and patent how to use the laser, that's where you got this LASIK shit. And she cured over, I think it was 30% of patients, I believe. I gotta get the actual information.
Yeah, I waited for a long, long time. Before it got evolved a little bit more. There were still contradictory news articles about it, so I waited for several years. If it was me, I would have. If the technique was perfect, I would have done it 7 to 10 years ago.
LASIK, refractive surgery, eyeglasses, contact lenses. Yeah. What's the history of it, though? Let's see. Yeah, it's a lie. But anyways, keep that moving. No surgery. Keep this moving along. I'm trying to think if I had anybody who, I don't remember anybody who actually had cancer in my family. I think we all got diabetes or some other kind of up shit like that. My granddad, actually, he had cancer, but he had cancer from the railroads. He used to work on the railroad, so he had, he died from that.
You see, all the other shit. Yeah, you see that a lot of people that don't have it running in the family normally only get it by working with poisons and smoking and that kind of stuff. And the people that have it running on the in the family, yeah, they have to be real careful because it occurs a lot in those families. And you see most of the time that it skips a generation.
Mm. Yeah, lays dormant, fools you and shit, like, yeah. Then bam, right back on you. All right, people, if you didn't know, cancer, also called malignancy, is characterized by an abnormal growth of cells. There are more than 100 types of cancer, including breast cancer, skin cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, and lymphoma, which is throat cancer. Cancer symptoms vary widely based on the type of cancer. Cancer treatment includes chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. If you're considering complementary treatments for cancer, discuss this with your doctor as they may interact with other cancer treatments. A couple of them we can go into is breast cancer, colorectal cancer, lung cancer, melanoma, ovarian cancer, and prostate cancer.
I'm missing one on the list. Did it mention leukemia?
Because that would be a major one. Leukemia is a major one. Well, it's on the side though. It is related to it.
It is a form of cancer. And when I was in, I don't know how you call it. We call it the Bay School, the lower school, where you go from 6 to 12 years old. A guy that I. Boy in my class that had leukemia. He eventually died from it at the age of 12. And yeah, it was sad. He was fighting it all his life. And it went better, then it went worse, then it went better, then it went worse. That dragged on for years and years and years. And yeah, eventually he died. So, really sad. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, I won't say they got any cures, though. Like, what is the cures, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he was undergoing chemotherapy all the time. He was bald, almost half of the time. Then he grew some hair back when it was doing better, and then he had to go to chemotherapy again. And chemotherapy, that is something that, will kill your body either way, so you will become very, very, very weak if you undergo chemo. And if the disease wins, then you're really fucked. You're double tired, double weak.
Well, leukemia, just for anybody who wants to know, is a cancer of the blood cells. It starts in the bone marrow, the soft tissue inside most bones. Bone marrow is where blood cells are made. When you are healthy, your bone marrow makes white blood cells, which help your body fight infection. Red blood cells, which carry oxygen to all parts of your body, and platelets, which help your blood clot. So when you have leukemia, the bone marrow starts to make a lot of abnormal white blood cells called leukemia cells. They don't do the work of normal white blood cells. They grow faster than normal cells, and they don't stop growing when they should. Over time, leukemia cells can crowd out the normal blood cells, and this can lead to serious problems such as anemia, bleeding, and infections. Leukemia cells can also spread to the lymph nodes or other organs and cause swelling or pain. And with anemia, people who are anemic, I mean, that's very dangerous too. These are people that, you know, you can't even, like, if they get a cut on the wrist or something, I mean, they got to seek immediate attention. You know what I'm saying? Or a simple little paper cut. you know what I'm saying, can kill them. You know, that's an anemic person, you know what I'm saying? They got a problem. The blood doesn't clot like it's supposed to, and it just continues to run.
Do they have medication for that?
Yeah, well, let me find out. Let's see here. We got different kinds. You got acute or chronic. You got lymphocytic or myelogenous.
Yeah, we're really looking into the easy words today, aren't we?
Yeah. Hey, no easy words when it comes to goddamn health, boy. All this shit. That's why motherfuckers not, it's so unhealthy, because you got damn big-ass words. Like, what the fuck is that word?
It's all in Latin. All the technical medical terms are in Latin. So.
Oh. You got the main types of leukemia are acute, lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL. That's what it's called. That's the acronym, is ALL. ALL is the most common leukemia in children. Adults also can get it. Then you have acute myelogenous leukemia, or AML. AML affects both children and adults. Chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL. CLL is the most common leukemia in adults, mostly those who are older than 55, and children almost never get it. Then you have chronic myelogenous leukemia, or CML, and that occurs mostly in adults. Let's see. Motherfuckers don't even know what causes leukemia, but what are known are the increased the risk of some kinds of leukemia. Some things, you know what I'm saying, will increase your chance. You are more likely to get leukemia if you were exposed to large amounts of radiation, were exposed to certain chemicals at work, such as benzene, had some types of chemotherapy to treat another cancer, have Down syndrome, or some other genetic problem, or smoke.
Benzene isn't smoke. It's in cigarette smoke.
Yes, people. Yes. So, increase your risk of getting cancer today. Light up a bud. And I'm not talking weed, people. Talking about my special cruise that I be sending people on. You know what I'm saying? You know, I went on that cruise, man. I ain't seen no tickets. Uh-oh. He sounds like he's been on it. Yeah.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to... who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered. Lucky. What?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
Y'all ready? Smoke on the deck. I met a chick that smokes unfiltered Luckies. Yeah, that's my future ex-wife. How's it treated? How's leukemia treated? Well, let's see. Depends on how far along it is and your age and basically your overall health. If you have acute leukemia, means, you know, serious, you will need quick treatment to stop the rapid growth of leukemia cells. In many cases, treatment makes acute leukemia go into remission. Some doctors prefer the term remission to cure, because there is a chance the cancer could come back. If you have chronic lymphocytic leukemia, you may not need to be treated until you have symptoms. But chronic myelogenous leukemia will probably be treated right away. Chronic leukemia can rarely be cured, but treatment can help control the disease. Yeah, right. They motherfucking sending bitches into space to slow that shit down, too. They found that out. You know what I'm saying? Actually being in the space, in the space shuttle, or being in that oxygen-rich environment actually helps slow down the effects of the cancer. But who the fuck has money, you know what I'm saying, to blast
the
fuck
off?
Yeah,
for that treatment.
Yeah, sitting goddamn oxygen-rich environment like Michael Jackson. I mean, that was his problem. He was suffering from cancer, which a lot of people didn't know. And that's why he always slept in the fucking hyperbolic chamber, you know what I'm saying, because it was just an oxygen-rich, you know what I'm saying, oxygen-rich container, you know what I'm saying, that helps slow down the effects of the damn, of the cancer. If y'all didn't know that, now you know. Treatment
have you ever,
leukemia,
have you ever had an oxygen mask on?
Yeah. I've taken oxygen. I mean, that's the best fucking feeling.
It gives you a high.
Yeah, because it opens up all of your blood cells, though. It opens everything up so your body can breathe, basically. And, I mean, that's the purest, best fucking air you can goddamn have. But then the scary part of that is when you start talking about selling air. Yeah. And then they fuck the climate up. Yeah, your ass told me walk around on a goddamn respirator machine. Thanks to my invention that I have coming up, shit, your ass going to be wearing something a little more convenient than a big-ass tank. But, yeah, I'm working on that, people. I'm working on that. All right? These are treatments, but definitely not curable treatments. First one is chemotherapy, which uses powerful medicines to kill cancer cells. This is the main treatment for most types of leukemia. Then you have radiation treatments. Radiation therapy uses high-dose x-rays to destroy cancer cells and shrink swollen lymph nodes or an enlarged spleen. It may also be used before a stem cell transplant. Then you have a stem cell transplant, which is donated stem cells can rebuild your supply of normal blood cells and boost your immune system. Before the transplant, radiation or chemotherapy is used to destroy cells in bone marrow and make room for donated cells. And then the last one you got is biological therapy, and this is the use of special medicines that improve your body's natural defense against cancer. Sounds like marijuana, if you ask me. But they're not saying that, so I can't spread mine.
If possible, avoid chemo at all times, because that not only kills the cancer cells, that only also kills some of the healthy cells you got. So you'll be a good mess for a while. But if you need it, you need it. So
yeah. Well, finding out that you or your child has leukemia can be a terrible shock. So it may help. Some helpful things to do is learn all you can about the type of leukemia you have and its treatment. This will help you make the best choices and know what to expect. Stay as strong and well as possible. A healthy diet, plenty of rest, and regular exercise can help. And then talk to other people or families who have faced this disease and ask your doctor about support groups in your area. You can also find people online who will share their experiences with you, such as Reckoning Game Radio. And right, that's how we do it here, people. That's how we do it here, you know what I'm saying? Bringing you real info on Mondays, man. You know what I'm saying? This is, better health for a better world, you know? This also says cost concerns block cancer treatments. Millions of people who have survived cancer skip or delay medical treatments and services they need out of worries over cost. Yeah, a new study shows that, which, I mean, in these times now, you know what I'm saying, 6 months worth of fucking medication can run into the thousands, you know what I'm saying, when you start talking about, you know, cancer medications and stuff. So, yeah, you know, we're in a fucking trying time where it's hard, you know, for people to find money and, or at least extra money to be paying for medical expenses and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I would see that. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's see. Because this is what all people need to do anyway. I don't give a fuck if you have cancer, don't have cancer. Exercise is the number one key to your better health. You know what I'm saying? I do 20 push-ups a day. Nope, I don't have to sit up here and try to be fucking Lou Haney or Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know what I'm saying? But by me doing my 20 push-ups a day, 20, 30 push-ups, you know what I'm saying? I keep my blood flow pumping. And because I'm active during the day, you know what I'm saying, that it's just a benefit. You got to keep your heart and your blood flowing properly. You know what I'm saying? And that's by actually putting some exertion on your body. Sit-ups. Women, you know what I'm saying, can do the same shit. Cross your knees.
Oh, stop, stop. No sit-ups. Sit-ups are bad. Sit-ups are good, but most people do them wrong. And
they do terrible damage
to their own back. So what you would advise people is to do crunches. Only a short movement and real easy movement, so people don't get that wrong that easily. So that would be a better advice to give people.
Don't put your hands behind your back, contrary to what motherfuckers you see on the commercials and shit.
You
strain your neck muscles more by putting them behind your back than you would by actually just crossing your hands over your chest. And that is the proper way of actually doing sit-ups. And you use your elbows to actually touch your kneecaps, and that is how you do a crunch, like is what he's saying. Not to try to do the whole full movement, but whether just to do short movements. And if you can do 50 to 100 crunches, oh, man, I'm telling you, you will feel that shit. You know, I'll lay in bed and do some crunches, man, and you can feel the effects after doing, you know, just a few of them, especially if you ain't never done them before. You do about 20, 30 of them properly, and I mean, yeah, you will feel it. You definitely feel it.
And if you really want to bring out a six-pack, you do 3 reps of about 15 to 20, and you add some extra weight by holding it on your chest, and then it really gets heavy. Then it really gets heavy.
Well, that's back in football and track and field and shit. We used to do that, get the old, but, you know, we was old, fucking strong little motherfuckers. Yeah, we'll take a goddamn, well, at least me, you know, I have a 25-pound weight on my chest, you know what I'm saying, and I'm hitting it. How about them abs come out with a goddamn 12-pack? Pow, 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 pow. You know what I'm saying? Women looking like, damn, you look like the 300. Yeah, but they was fake. I'm real. You know what I'm saying? That shit was fake. Shit. All right, check this out, people. Exercise recommended for cancer patients. New guidelines call for physical activity before, during, and after treatment. You know what I'm saying? And apparently they wasn't teaching this before. But this is an article dated June 9th, 2010, out of Chicago. And it says, though cancer patients have been long told to take it easy, they can and should be as physically active as possible before and during treatment, according to new guidelines from the American College of Sports Medicine, the ACSM. We have to get past the idea that exercise is harmful for cancer patients, says some long-ass name that has a Ph.D. and an M.P.H. She's also the lead author of the guidelines and associate professor of epidemiology, some big ass word, and biostatistics at Abramson Cancer Center of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. I don't know why I read all that, because it doesn't fucking mean anything to me. Physical activity brings many benefits, including improved aerobic fitness and strength, decreased fatigue, better quality of life, and improved body image. No one is saying you should go out and run a marathon during chemotherapy. You know your own body and do what's comfortable. But many cancer patients who stop physically being physically active during treatment and early recovery never start up again. You know what I'm saying? That's just not only cancer patients. That's just people, period. They used to work out a lot, you know what I'm saying? And then something happens and they go cold turkey. And you can't get back in the, you know what I'm saying, in the regime of working out again. And then that's when you see the guys with the fucking love handles and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it was because they was, you know, jocks and buffs and shit when they was younger, but, you know, got older and let themselves go. So what happens to muscle if you don't keep the shit firmed up? It turns to fat. And fat is going to do what? It's going to fucking sag if you don't tone it up.
Well, if they would have toned down their eating at the moment that they stopped their working out, then it wouldn't be that much of a problem. But they keep injecting the same amount of calories, and they don't have the same amount of activity, so then you'll get fat. That's the whole idea.
Mm. And believe you me, people, your body works off of triggers, what they have called triggers, mental triggers. So, I mean, and what I'm saying is like a hunger pain. You'll get a hunger pain. 9 times out of 10, most people feed into that initial hunger pain. Oh, I'm hungry. I got to go eat. You know what I'm saying? And they go out and instantly start eating. But, I mean, that's not always the healthy thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, your body is saying, oh, man, I got to have that fucking cigarette, doesn't mean that that's goddamn healthy for you to go run and shove a fucking cancer stick in your mouth. You know, that it's not healthy. Really, it's definitely not healthy. So too much of anything is not good for you, period. Too much sex, too much of any goddamn thing. Fucking too much conversation ain't good, because bitch, shut the fuck up is what you're going to end up saying in the end. So too much conversation ain't good either. Too much of anything. Except for the show, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? You can't get enough of this motherfucker here. Shit, I can't. All right. But she still ain't fucking told me shit about exercise. Here we go. Moderate activity is recommended. This is what the panel came up with. A 13-person panel came up with this shit right here. Their focus was based on breast, prostate, hematologic, colon and gynecologic cancers. In general, the same 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, of moderate pace activity, such as walking, recommended for the general population, is beneficial for cancer patients even during treatment, according to the guidelines. But it's not a one-size-fits-all prescription, and regimens should be tailored to individuals, taking into account their own overall fitness, diagnosis, and other factors that could affect safety. And this is what the panel recommends. For example, people with stomach or other gastrointestinal cancer, as well as those whose cancers have spread to the bone, may be advised to avoid heavy weight training. People with compromised immune systems may want to avoid exercising in public gyms. You know what I'm saying? And that meaning that if you have a bowel problem, you know what I'm saying, you might not want to just be, you know what I'm saying, signing up for one of them fucking, you know, little, what they call them when they do the fast-paced workouts, and you in a room with everybody, and y'all, you know, doing 1 minute of this, you blow the whistle, then you run and do 1 minute of this. Yeah.
How
if
about
you
that?
Got
a rowing machine.
Squirt, even the rowing machines, you don't want to be sitting there rowing and, yeah, row out something else. You know, just, you got to take that into your own accountability, people. You know what I'm saying? If you have a problem, you know what I'm saying, with pissing all the fucking time, I mean, yeah, you don't want to be all the way across the damn gym when the bathroom is all the way over there and you have a peeing problem. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people have a real bad urination problem where, you know, they can't make it to the bathroom. You're that type of person. Or put on a fucking adult diaper like I had on the show the other day and shit. Go to Amazon.com and get you some goddamn adult diapers. And put some big-ass shorts on, because if I see you as an adult diaper, bitch, I'm clowning. Yeah, I'm definitely laughing at your situation. I don't give a shit. how healthy or unhealthy, I'm laughing at an adult in a big-ass diaper. Yeah. Even though I had to put my grandma in one, I'm still laughing, goddammit, because it's after the fact. Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
If you have loss of sensation or feelings of pins and needles in your hands and feet, this is a condition called peripheral neuropathy. Neuropathy, yeah. That's a common side effect of many cancer treatments. A stationary bike may be preferable to weight-bearing exercise. This is what the panel says. Yeah, I want Heavenly Angel to call in just because I want to know, matter of fact, no, you can tell me that through the bridge. What type of exercises do you do? You know what I'm saying? As far as her actually having the cancer, you know what I'm saying? What type of exercise does she participate in?
I know that she goes running almost every day.
Okay, and is that a mile or two? Is that a half mile?
No, I thought it was pretty long. I thought she said something like 10 miles, and that's long.
God damn.
Like
I
would never want to run 10 miles.
Okay, five. She run 5 miles.
Oh,
okay.
5 miles, okay.
Three times a week.
Damn.
Three times a week or more. Yeah, you a running ass. He's a running ass. Shouts out to Jamie Garcia, Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC. Boom! Up in this mofo flipper, man. Doing it real big. That's an encouragement, though. You know what I'm saying? Walking groups. Don't try to, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's hard to go out there and get motivated to work out on your own. You know, so go get a support group. That's what a support group's all about. You know, other lazy motherfuckers like yourself, you know what I'm saying? Get together, goddammit, and getting off your fucking asses. You know, and supporting each other for better health. You know, even for myself, you know, it's hard for me to stay in a daily workout regime because I tell myself, you know what I'm saying, I don't have time. Although, in between each song, we can be sitting up here, you know what I'm saying, doing 5 and 10 push-ups, and guarantee by the end of the show you would have done at least 50 push-ups or 50 sit-ups. If you want to do the experiment, go ahead and try it out. Yeah. So, this is also yoga. Oh, yeah. Yoga generally appears safe. As for Pilates, there's no published evidence from the panel for this review, so a recommendation could not be made. Women with breast cancer can do upper body training, but it should be done very slowly, which is not how many people approach it. You know what I'm saying? You got to take working out, period. You have to approach it, you know what I'm saying, with a level of concern for your own self. I mean, because if you get under that fucking 125-pound, weight bench, and you got 125 pounds coming down on you, that ain't the time to be wondering if I can lift this motherfucking weight back up or not. You know what I'm saying? And that's not the time to be just your first time in the fucking gym, and this is the weight that you start out at just because you see everybody else working out at that weight. You know, you got to take a self-analysis first before you just start jumping into some shit. You know what I'm saying? You will find yourself in a bad way. People can't smoke at the same level that I'm smoking at. Why? Because I've been smoking over goddamn 7-8 years. So therefore, my tolerance is built up to a level that you're not going to be able to deal with. You're not going to be on the same level as me. Just like me and Sinai going into the gym and me putting, 150 pounds worth of weight on there and hitting it 10 times and expecting him to come and do the same thing. It's not going to happen. I'm 162 pounds. He's 132 pounds. We got the same similar height, but then my weight training is different, though.
10 years ago, I could push more than my own normal weight, but, I've been working out at that time for a while, so at this moment, I wouldn't be able to do that now.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. See, versus me being able to actually get on the weight bench. But for the simple fact, I do. I do push-ups every single day. You know what I'm saying? You do 10 diamond push-ups is where you put both of your hands together to form a triangle. You know what I'm saying? You do 10 push-ups like that, You stay in that same position. Put your hands out a little bit more to a regular push-up position. Do 10 more, and then put them way out and do 10 more. Do 30 push-ups like that. One, you're not going to burn your chest out because you keep moving outward, outward, outward. The further out you move your arms, you know what I'm saying, the less stress you're actually putting on your body, less weight is taking on, you know what I'm saying?
Isn't
you put it inside.
How wider that you put the arms, how much more that you put it on your chest instead of your arms?
Well, I'm saying, there you go, on your chest. That's what I'm saying, though, but it's less weight. You know what I'm saying? Versus you doing a regular push-up, you know what I'm saying? And you putting a lot of weight on your arms and your chest all at the same time. You actually, when you spread it out, you're spreading out, you know what I'm saying? You're spreading out the load. That's all it's doing is you're spreading out the load. So if you really want your chest to be defined, and that's why you want to do pyramid push-ups or close-hand push-ups. That puts that chisel right down in the middle of your chest. That's where you see guys have that nice chisel right in the middle because they focus on doing, you know, real close-in push-ups. So then you see the guys with the big, massive chest, you know what I'm saying? That's 9 times out of 10, they do a lot of wide-arm push-ups. Or when they're doing, or when they actually working out on the weight bench, their arms are wide. They're spread wide. Therefore, you get that massive range, you know what I'm saying, of motion, which creates a massive upper body. You know what I'm saying, versus having your arms in close, and then, you know what I'm saying, you're working like that. That's going to actually build muscle up. That's going to pump your muscles up and not out. So, you know, that's how you got some guys that got big-ass fucking pecs, and then you got some guys that got big, wide pecs, you know what I'm saying, because they do, you know, their exercises are different. They're the same, but then they're different. So give you a little bit more, man, and we're going to wrap this thing on up and get into the news. You know what I'm saying? Right here live, Reckoning Game Radio. This is My Health, Your Health Monday. You know what I'm saying? Bringing you cancer. And we're not giving it to you, goddammit. We're giving you some, helpful and not necessarily fun facts, but shit. Facts that your ass need to know. Because somebody and everybody either knows someone in the family or knows a friend or knows somebody that knows somebody that has cancer or is dealing with cancer, and this information is right up that alley. So you can be that person that can fill your friend in on some information, fuck, that they might not even know, and help them, you know what I'm saying, jumpstart some shit that can, you know, lead them to a better life. And that's really what it's all about. So, in general, cancer patients do not need any formal testing, such as stress testing, prior to starting a moderate intensity exercise program. But patients should check with their doctors and people with heart conditions, whether related to their cancer or not, as well as those who are morbidly obese, may require additional supervision and exercise modifications. And this is what the guideline states. So the important thing is to avoid inactivity. Okay, and that is, you know, one big thing. People stay active. I mean, sitting around the house all day can kill you. Can literally kill you. You know, you have to get outside, get some fucking fresh air. I know you motherfuckers living in California. Yeah, you ain't getting the freshest air, but goddamn. You know, New York, you ain't getting the freshest air, but goddamn. It's fresher than that goddamn air you breathing in your fucking kept up shit filled smelling house that you farting, pissing on yourself all day. You know what I'm saying? Open up your windows, open up your doors. Air your fucking house out, you know what I'm saying, and get the fuck out the house. Go for a walk, and on 9, talking about just to the goddamn payphone at the end of the block and turn around. You know, walk around your neighborhood. You know, walk somewhere walk to a friend's house that's half a mile away, you know what I'm saying? If your body can take that, too, and please carry fucking water. Very important. I don't understand how motherfuckers be going for walks and runs and shit, but these motherfuckers don't have any water with them. That is very dangerous, very unhealthy for your body, people.
And if you're going to do an exercise, also check your pulse rate. Did we talk about that yesterday?
We talked about that. Checking your pulse rate, because you are supposed to be your heart is supposed to be beating at a certain pattern. Just because your shit is about to pop out your chest that don't mean that you're getting a good workout on nine, you know what I'm saying, all the time. Sometimes that can be unhealthy to you, and that can be a warning sign. You need to slow the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are like, oh, yeah, man, I'm fucking pumped. Oh, yeah. Woo! Yeah, your goddamn heart pump out your damn chest. That means you need to slow the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? Breathe. Some people don't even have proper breathing, which is that can lead to, you know what I'm saying, a rapid heartbeat, too. I was always taught in through your nose, out through your mouth. Now, problem with that is a lot of people have congested nostrils and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, that's not a good technique for you to follow. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, people have, you know, just nasal problems period with allergies and shit like that. So that technique might not always, you know, work for you, but you got to control your breathing. You know what I'm saying? When you're breathing directly out your mouth, you're actually letting in and out more air than what you would actually be sucking in through your nose. So that's why you breathe in through your nose, take it all in, and blow it out. Your nose has hairs in it, which are purifiers. You know what I'm saying? That's what the hairs in your nose are for. They purify the air and let the dirty air out. There you go.
Also useful when there are flies in the air.
Yeah, you don't want your mouth wide open and shit. Yeah, you know, sucked in the wrong thing. And especially for you ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to be breathing with your mouth all wide open. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Whoa, my bad, people. What the fuck is this? The Alki Beach without oil. Oh, my bad. Yeah. Where the hell is Alki Beach at? In Al-Qaeda?
Seattle.gov, so I guess that's the Seattle area.
Ooh, okay, shout out to Washington. This is Alki Beach, home of Al-Qaeda's tourist residence. Ah, man, y'all want to see any Al-Qaeda's? Go to Alki Beach. Yeah, right. What the hell is that, oil rigs? What is that a picture of?
Huh. Which picture are you looking at?
I don't know. I'm looking at blue water, man. I'm looking at blue water.
Ah, okay.
A whole
that's
a bunch of people.
That's a very clear description. I will be able to find it now.
No, right? It's the first, second, third picture next to the picture of the motherfucker sitting in front of the campfire and shit. If you click on it and look all the way in the back, it looks like two red things. What the hell are those? They look like drills.
I'm waiting for it to change.
What are those? Well, why the hell am I asking that? What? Oh, okay, they're piers. They're not oil rigs. They're piers to import something.
Yeah, they don't look like oil rigs, so close up to the shore. So.
No, somebody's back on the real dog. What are you, some of, go get a damn real dog, man. We need somebody to give some actual accounts of the real dog. You know what I'm saying?
I think right. You got a lot of real doll lovers in the chat room.
I'm telling you, man, because ever since we covered the damn real doll, motherfuckers been like, yeah, man, I'm saving up my 7,000, man. I'm saving up my cheese, man. I'm saving up my cheese. All right. Welcome to the show, My Help, Your Help Monday. This is Miss Heavenly Angel. At 323 in the building. 323, you are live.
What's up?
We don't bring your cancer on the show. What's happening, brother? Who the f*** is this?
David Valentine.
Okay. Somebody definitely know me. They say I'm a government name live on air.
Yeah, what's happening, David Valentine? Jet Set.
Oh, okay. There we go, Jet. Thank you for spraying my government name to the world.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I didn't.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I didn't know my brother. It's all good. Smells
yeah,
so good.
Hell yeah, because if anybody really know me and you go to my MySpace pages and shit, my name is right there big and bold, you know what I'm saying? David fucking Roundtree. So, yeah, I'm the man behind the man, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Jet Set, what's up, my brother, all the way from Hollywood, California?
Yeah, just going trying to down. Did you get the tape?
Yeah, I got you. I got to hit you back up with your YouTube info, too. So,
okay.
Yeah, so your videos, you know what I'm saying, are actually uploaded on YouTube, so I got to get you all your YouTube channel so you can start advertising that and sending people online to check you out.
Okay,
yeah,
I tell them what it looked.
How was your Juneteenth, my brother? How was your Juneteenth?
Oh, Juneteenth was wonderful up here at the Leimert Park and on Crenshaw Boulevard. They know it called African Square. That's Martin Luther King, right at Crenshaw. Had a wonderful time. People came from everywhere, man. So many African-American peoples and African from Africa and African from Europe, African from all over the world came together.
Now tell me, what is Juneteenth symbolize to you?
Juneteenth is when black peoples was freed. And back in 1800, black folks were free. So every June the 19th, they celebrate that big day. It's a wonderful day of coming together and just create businesses and just network and show love and just letting them know that, you know, that'll never happen again when someone would be slaves in this country, because African Americans made it free for all people. That means Chinese peoples, Mexicans, and everybody was able to come to America and be free because of African people. African American peoples stepped it up. We went through a lot of hell to get to where we are today, but as you see, it's happening. It's happening. Things, slowly but surely, things are coming around. And we there's so much things that are happening. We already are saying, sending it out for 112 for Obama to do it again, second time around. We need him to do it again because 4 years is not enough. Got to get 4 more years in there. So we already started the campaign for 2012 for Barack Obama to become president for 2012. We need him 4 more years. We need to get it.
I'm running, goddammit. I'm running 2012, goddammit. Smelly campaign to kick him off of the goddamn presidency. Getting right. Get my name on the ballot. And I'm running.
Amen. You know we're going to support you. So if you
I got to send some money, you know what I'm saying, over to the Netherlands and Singapore to get 2 more vital votes.
Wait, did you say you were going to send money to Singapore and the Netherlands?
Yeah, I got to fly y'all motherfuckers over here, goddammit, to goddamn turn you into citizens. Shit, I got to do that. Yeah, fucking right. Turn y'all into citizens, goddammit, for one day. One day only, goddammit. Fucking right. So y'all can vote for me.
One day?
Yeah, well, if y'all want to go back, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, if I'm motherfucking to make it in the office, it's going to be the best goddamn country you ever fucking stayed in. Shit.
Man,
who? You don't want me to run the country. You're talking about legalization. Man, in the United States would be the pot-growing goddamn capital of the fucking world. Shit,
right.
Get every other drug up out this motherfucker. You caught doing anything else, you're getting your ass the fuck up out of here. No crack cocaine, cigarettes, nothing. No goddamn Xanny bars, all that shit. Getting the fuck up out of here. Nothing but marijuana. That's all we fucking move about. State the fucking state. If you ain't doing that, get the fuck out of the country.
Hello. What's your name?
Hey, is anybody voting for me yet? Is anybody voting for me? This is my whole soul campaign, goddammit. I ain't going in for nothing else. Because if we can get that implemented, I guarantee you that trickle-down effect will close half of the prisons. Majority of all the prisons will close. Jail motherfucking population will be decreased by, at least 50%.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because when do you ever have time to do stupid shit when you're high?
That's right. You know, you don't do nothing with relaxing.
You ain't got that. You forget to rob a bank. You forget to go and whoop a bitch ass. It's a beautiful thing sometimes to forget.
It's very peaceful.
You know?
That was stupid.
Very medicinal. It's very medicinal.
You got my vote, that's for sure.
It's very medicinal. Yeah, I was. I was going to run for Congress, but fuck it.
I'll take that citizenship.
I'll take it all the way. I'll take it all the way to the dough, goddammit. Take it all the way to the dough. Fuck it. I ain't signing this shit. I got to read this shit first. See, I ain't Obama, goddammit. I read. Only thing I have a problem with presidents is motherfuckers don't read. You know what I'm saying? Every time you see a bitch in front of the cameras and shit, they smiling and shit, and they just sign off on some shit. But they don't know what the fuck they signing. You know what I'm saying? You got to take time to read some of the motherfucking bills that these punk-ass 400 people is sitting around, you know what I'm saying, plotting on. And then you the goddamn patsy just to sign off on the shit. So, even though you know you are the patsy, goddamn it, you still need to be up on your P's and Q's as to what you putting your John Hancock on. You know, just don't be just signing the goddamn the world away. You know what I'm saying? And that falls on your head. Hell nah, that shit. It would take the longest time to get bills passed through me, cause I'll be reading every single one of them motherfuckers. I have my own team set up just to read through every goddamn thing that y'all done motherfucking said. I don't give a fuck if it's 400,000 pages of that old fluky ass goddamn health reform. Well, bitch, I got 400,000 people that motherfucking decipher this shit. You take 10 pages, and y'all motherfuckers come together and tell me what the fuck is wrong or not wrong with this shit. And that is how you motherfucking get your health reform goddamn shit corrected. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have these bunch of old fucking fags sitting around in no goddamn office, you know what I'm saying, to have their own goddamn agenda set, you know what I'm saying, and don't have nobody else's well-being, you know what I'm saying, in mind. And this is the fucking problem that we're facing right now. You don't have a jury of your peers deciding for your well-being right now. You know what I'm saying? I got 60 motherfucking year-old people deciding my 32-year-old future. Something wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. Yeah, something is definitely wrong with that. When you go to court, you are judged by a jury of your peers. It wouldn't make no sense for a 100-year-old motherfucker to be sitting there judging some 20-year-old dude. That is not called fair justice. That's called unfair justice right there. So what we have right now in our own Congress and sitting and everywhere else is unfair justice.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. We've been having that for all our lives, really. And that's why we're still fighting for equal rights, because we don't have it, you know. There are things that, you know, everybody's able to...
Well, unfair representation, that's what I should have said. It's unfair representation. You know what I'm saying?
When they do that, then they're getting on the right track. Until they give African people their reparations in this country, forbidding this country, it's just, you know, I heard from the White House, there's a call, Lewis out of Atlanta, Georgia, one of the congressmen out of Atlanta. He did a thing on trying to get African-Americans their rightful place at the White House, showing where African people built the White House. That's right. They built, the slaves built that, and I think they were getting like $5 a month.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you look at the way that the White House is actually built, I mean, it's a lot of little Masonic secrets that was also built there, too, just to let you know that brothers motherfucking built that shit.
That's right.
Just in case anybody want to come along and be like, no, we did. No, hell to the no. Slaves built the goddamn White House, the chambers, and everything else that lie underneath it. Yes, all designed by African Americans.
No doubt about it. We invented freedom. For freedom for all races. That's why all races should respect that. Because they couldn't even come to this country if we hadn't built freedom. We had created freedom. People like Martin Luther King and folks way before that. But I'm just saying, we invented freedom. Harriet Tubman and all these people, we invented freedom. And we must continue creating freedom, because people tend to think that freedom came free. A lot of people come to this country thinking that freedom came free. Freedom didn't come free. Freedom came on the back of slaves, on the back of black people all over the world. So every race needs to bow down to that and respect that. And
If we didn't get tired of that bullshit, people, believe you me, 2010,
right,
motherfuckers would still either be mentally, well, we're still mentally enslaved, but, I mean,
yeah,
they would be more physically enslaved. But then the whole thing about that is, If I can enslave this group of people, well, what's to say I can't enslave the Mexicans that come here or enslave the Europeans that come over here? Enslave any fucking body that I choose that comes over to this country.
That's right.
You know, it was very important for the shit that happened back in the days for people to actually go through that. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through something in order to, you know what I'm saying, to get something out of it.
That's
believe
right.
That. You got to go through something in order to get something out of it.
I respect all the slaves that they, I mean, they had a harder than we have it today because they really caught hell. You know, they have it very hard. You know, we think we have it hard. We have it easy compared to the slaves came through. So them brothers and sisters were strong by then. So we need to continue to be strong and continue to create businesses and continue to fight for our reparations because we hadn't got our reparations yet. And we definitely need to get our reparations. We're asking the president to create reparations, create this program so we can get the reparations. They're talking about the oil spills. They're talking about the oil spills because the oil spills, they just happened. They're going to get reparations. And we've been waiting for reparations for hundreds of years. Mm. We've been waiting. The African people have been waiting on our reparations. My great-great-grandmothers and great-great-grandfathers had got theirs. I'm the heir. I'm the heir. I'm waiting on them. And we want our people to get it. So, you know, they're talking about the oil spills and all of that. They're talking about the BP getting the oil, trying to pay the millions, all these billions of dollars, the BP. What about the African reparations? We want our reparations now. So I could talk forever, so I better, you know, let you continue the program. Mr. Smell so good, but you know how to reach me.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, let me ask you something, because today's show is dedicated to is My Health, Your Health Monday. We're talking about cancer. Now, you got anybody in your family that has cancer or has suffered from cancer, or maybe a friend?
My aunt, many years ago when I was a younger gentleman, my aunt, she took a scan of breast and found that she had cancer, and they amputated one of her breasts off, and then they wanted to come back and amputate the other one off, and she wouldn't let them, and she passed away. She did have breast cancer, but I'm just saying, a lot of times this cancer is out here in the world, and a lot of times I think that people are putting these diseases out here on folks. They're putting cancer and AIDS and all this stuff out here, but I don't know much about it, because I do know my aunt had it, and she had, like I said, she had one of her breasts amputated, and they got the one to amputate her other breast. They have new procedures now, though, but I think they have lasers where they can, you know, they say they can break it up and give them a radiation treatment and stuff of that nature, but I really don't know of no one. A lot of people saying they have cancer, they really have AIDS, but I really don't know. I just lost a friend back in Florida. A young lady, she was diagnosed with cancer. I'm looking to come back there sometime soon. The funeral is Saturday. I'm looking to come. I'm not sure I'm gonna make it or not, but that's something that's been around for years, cancer, and we need to stop it out. I think we should have enough scientists and enough people with money now to get rid of that disease. But a lot of people that are greedy for money is not trying to get rid of these diseases, because if they get rid of all these diseases, they will lose money. They don't want to lose this money, so they want to bring disease to the world. They want to keep this cancer, AIDS, and high blood pressure, and all of this stuff. You know, they want to say you got it, but you know what? I don't blame that. I don't claim nothing. I take it to the Lord and prayer. So if you start claiming that you got this and you got that, you'll start having it. But if you take it to the Lord in prayer, you'll be all right. Amen. You'll be all right.
That's a real statement right there.
Don't take them to the doctors, because some of the doctors don't know what they're doing. They can't save themselves. So don't take everything to the doctors, because doctors trying to get that thing in showing. So you'd run into the doctor, you know, you could be running, running your life away. I don't go to the doctor for nothing. I do not go to the doctor for nothing unless I have to. If I get sick enough and I can't cure myself, then I try to go to the pharmacy first and ask the pharmacist about this and that. But all these tests you're taking all these radiation scans and stuff like that, that stuff brings down. So leave, if nothing bother you, don't you bother it. That's all I can tell you. You know, but I, nothing don't bother you, don't bother it. Because we didn't come to stay our ways anyway. You know, we all gonna die one day. So don't let nobody cut you. That's like somebody cutting you in the street. Cut is a cut. I don't care if it came from a doctor or anything. A cut is a cut. And don't take all that medicine. Drugs is drugs. And if you take all these medicine that doctors give you, you will be messed up. So just take it easy. Take your prayer. Take it to the Lord to pray. That's my philosophy. And take it to the Lord to pray. Because he's the greatest doctor that ever lived. Amen. You know. So that's so good. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to express myself on your airwaves. And I hope that I touch somebody out there in your listening audience.
Yeah, definitely. And we got one of my friends from Washington D.C. I have a friend of mine from Washington D.C. Heavenly Angels. She dropped in a link. She actually dropped in a website that talks about white slavery, which, you know, when it comes to slavery, you know what I'm saying. Everybody knows, even from the Egyptians back in the days, that everybody was enslaved. And we're not saying that, you know what I'm saying. Every nationality has went through some form of slavery.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese people have been enslaved. Europeans have been enslaved. But what we're saying is that up until they came to black people, you know what I'm saying, black people was the backbreaker for ending slavery. And the reasoning, you know what I'm saying, that it had to be ended in order for everybody else to stop.
We had somebody ran from it. A lot of people ran from slavery. We took pain, and we suffer. Our people suffer, and we fought prejudice, and we fought slavery. We didn't run from it like the Indians did. See, they ran the Indians out and ran us out, but they didn't run us out because we are God's chosen people. We one of God's chosen people, no doubt about it. Because if we couldn't have made it without God, ain't no way we could have made it without God. So God got to be on our side, no doubt about it. God is definitely on our side, my brothers. So y'all keep doing the good work you're doing. And I just want to salute y'all. And I'm in Hollywood. I'm on my way to the Lakers game. I mean, the Lakers parade. We don't want the victory. So we have a big
congratulations.
Parade.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, congratulations to the Lakers out there. Whooping up on fuck-ass Boston. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boston Celtics. Sorry, people. I'm not a Boston fan, no. Not even a Lakers fan. But, shit. You know what I'm saying? They all fuck both of them, honestly. If it wasn't Tampa, that son of a bitch, Orlando, they punk ass didn't make it. So, motherfucker, hold on.
Right.
We get up in it again, goddammit, then y'all hear me roar. But right
that's
now,
right.
Shit. All
but
good.
You know, you could have been out here if you wanted to. Anytime you want to come, you know, you're welcome. But,
hey, you know, things happen to man, you know what I'm saying? Things happening every day for the betterment.
Yeah.
So, you know,
well, I hit the damn
thing happened
for
a reason, you feel me?
Hey, the jam. Gangsta part on us, man. That's, hey, brother. That brother, I just want to send that brother a lot of love. That's Marley Anderson, man. That brother still lives. Marley Anderson, his hometown is Pensacola, Florida. Pensacola, Florida. A lot of love to Pensacola, Florida for Marley Anderson, the brother they assassinated down at the boot camp. He'll never be forgotten.
And if y'all
and
ever wondering.
Good, keep that alive.
Yeah, if y'all's ever wondering, the voices that you hear in the background on this song, this is the brother that you hear right here on the phone. This is Mr. Jet Set Hutton,
you
know what I'm saying? He was the reason for me actually doing these songs that you hear on him. Money for Sale, Pass the Torch, Hard Times, Everybody Got a Chance. All these songs I did, you know what I'm saying? I mean, plenty of people have come after the fact, you know what I'm saying, and after the fact of actually knowing that these are my songs and wanting to do songs with me. But like I say, not like one of these motherfuckers out here trying to be the DJ turn rapper or rapper turn DJ. You know what I'm saying? When I do music and you listen to the message, it's a message in each song that we do. None of our songs talk about no shake your ass and none of that bullshit, no bubblegum bullshit. That's what I like to call it. No bubblegum bullshit. You know what I'm saying? All of our songs have meaning, you know, and you know, it wasn't just about, you know, having studio time available and running up into the studio just to lay a song down because we had it available. You know what I'm saying? Each and every time we went into that studio, it was for a cause, or it was for some certain situation went down and needed to be addressed. And that is the reason why we have these songs today. So this is the man that's responsible for it. You know what I'm saying? This is Mr. Jesse Jet Set Hudson, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Right from Tampa, Florida, but all the way up in Hollywood, California, holding it down. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can catch him in many movies. Nutty Professor, shit, Martin Lawrence, all kind of television programs. He's been in movies. He's been in a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's just one of those unfound talents. You know what I'm saying? That just hasn't gotten a big star name. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody's a star in their own right. So, you know, if you want to be that star, you'll be it to somebody. So, you know, he's a hometown star to us. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what the world thinks. You know what I'm saying? When you come back home, you always be a hometown star here. So, Mr. Jesse Jetson Hudson, y'all. And that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to hit after hit music. Old Mr. Nate Dogg out there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talked to him in a little minute, but I know he's still around doing his thing. So, big ups to him.
Hey, Smelly.
Yes, sir. Smells so good. Thank you, man.
All right. What's up, Side Nine? Hey, Jet, this is my co-host from, he's in the Netherlands. He's all the way over in the Netherlands. His name is Side Nine. You know what I'm saying? You say what's up to him.
Much love to you, brother. What's his name again?
Cyanide. No, like the poison, cyanide.
Oh, cyanide. Okay,
yeah,
brother,
like,
cyanide.
Yeah.
Great to meet you. How are you?
Much love to you, brother. Where you at now? What city you in?
The city you wouldn't know. It's a small city near Maastricht and Eindhoven in the Netherlands. But yeah, it's only small, so you probably don't know it.
Amsterdam. Hey, man, maybe one day me and Smell So Good to get over there. That's
yeah,
right.
you're all invited. You're all invited.
Okay, my brother. Much love, and I hope to see you one day soon.
I hope to see you too.
Amen. May God keep you, brother.
See you soon.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Smelly.
Oh, you say you finna peel?
What say? Yeah, me?
No.
Smell So
no.
Good.
No, I'm talking about Si. Si, you say you finna go?
I'm from what?
You say you're going to go? What you going to do?
Well, I actually need to talk to you for a second.
Okay.
What's up?
I got to go to the parade. And I'll talk
okay,
to
brother. Hey,
time.
Much love to you, man. Have a good time, too. You know what I'm saying? That's real.
Oh,
thank you for calling in, brother.
I love your show. I love your show, bro. Keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, much love, man. We will be taking it to Hollywood sooner or later.
Now, I know that's
man.
Right. Amen. For Hollywood love and happiness.
That's real. All right, my brother. Well, have a great time, man, and happy Well, fuck that Independence Day, because that ain't our goddamn Independence Day shit. Fucking July 4th. Let me beam his ass off, though. And get back into our little conversation. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, people. All the way around the world. We got the world calling in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn. He from some goddamn part of the world. I don't know what part of the world he is, but. What's up, brother? What's happening?
Well, you are handing out awards here and there to a lot of people, but now I think it's finally the time has come to hand yourself an award.
Oh, shit.
And why is that? I don't know how many times you have to make that mistake, but Heavenly Angel is not in Washington, D.C. It's Washington State. And you've made that mistake, well, about 10 times. Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C.
I did say that.
Yeah, you did say that. You say that multiple times. If we count it, you must have hit 10 already.
Damn. Get y'all an award for not giving me an award. What kind of shit is that?
I'm not on the switchboard.
Lying,
you are.
Piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
All right, after that one,
please. Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
You know? Shit. How is that, man?
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Come here, old.
Come
here. Tell me what the hell is going on around here. How the guy get a goddamn award? What kind of... Tell me... You supposed to be there correcting that. What the hell is Timmy on board for, man? What? Can't even find good help these days. You know what I'm saying? God damn. What is that? Right, hold on, people. I got to get his punk ass out. Get out of here, Timmy. Get your ass out of here. Goddamn plane. Shit. Damn, Timmy.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
All right. All right, people. Yeah, y'all heard history in the making. Yeah. Got an award. Man. Nah. Fucking stop saying it. You're just going to be washed. I'm just going to call your ass washed from now on. Not even going to be Washington, goddammit. Just going to be washed. Make that mistake. God damn it.
Sorry, Smiley.
Fuck. Best also. I keep forgetting what the hell that means. Damn, Muda Maker. All right, you Muda Maker. It's time for the Nutty News. Nutty News of the day, man. Hey. Oh, look at this. What this world is coming to, people, when the goddamn host gets goddamn awards and shit. The fucking shit is that? Well, it's all good, man. It's time for the, you already know. You know what I'm saying? Nutty News of the day for a good hot 20 minutes, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get heavily into it. Bringing you Nutty News from all around the world. You know what I'm saying? It's www.nuttynewstoday.com. And, yeah, it's for your daily strange, odd, crazy freaking news, man. And I mean around the world. And I mean the world. You got to run out of breath when you say it. World. All right, people. Let's go on over here and get a little nutty, man. Let's get a little nasty and nutty. How about that? Yeah. We're starting this thing off. No, wait. Damn. We got a lot of fucking nutty news. This is why I be doing the nutty news specials, because I be behind in the news sometimes and have to catch up. You know what I mean? All right. It's going over here to New Zealand. Shouts out to my home girl over there, Miss Lola. Little Lola, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big in New Zealand. 16 hours ahead of us in the future, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. So we're in Wellington, where Goldilocks burglar found in homeowner's bed. Right. Did they teach y'all that whack-ass story talking about the goddamn three bears and shit? Goldilocks and the three bears?
Goldilocks and the three bears. Well, they have different names, so what happened?
Not
the
porn version, brother. Not the porn version. We're not
hey,
talking about
you know
Goldie,
that there is a porn
Goldie
version.
Cox. We're not talking about Goldie Cox and the three bears.
I didn't
not
know there was a porn version. You did.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. My bad. Hey, Moving on. Oh, man. A blonde ponytailed burglar ate some food, drank some alcohol, tried on clothes, and then found the bed in a New Zealand home just right. But upon finding a modern-day Goldilocks asleep in his bed, the homeowner in the southern city of Christchurch exercised an option the three bears didn't. He called the police. Get up. Look at you. Damn. Modern day. Goldilocks. Ukraine. Wow. This is the first timer. First timer, people. We're in the Ukraine. Not the UK. The Ukraine.
Really?
Yeah, this is the first time.
It's not a pleasant place to be. They are pretty naughty over there.
Yeah.
Wonder why it isn't in the news.
Yeah, you would wonder. Probably because they're keeping their media suppressed. They don't want to let it out. We're going to know about it. You know what I'm saying? Family dies when poisoning rats with exhaust fumes. I smell awards written all over this. Can you smell it? Can you smell it? Yeah. Keep it moving, though. Yeah, sad fact. Three residents of a small settlement in Ukraine's is, I'm not even finna fucking try to say that goddamn region name. If anybody can tell me what the fuck this is, hold on. You'll be a better man. What the hell is that? Somebody pronounce that.
Dnepropetrovsk.
Yeah, I'm not going to swallow my tongue. What the fuck ever he just said? We're in that region. Yeah. I don't know what the hell that is. Dnepropetrovsk. They died from exhaust fumes of their own Zaporozhsk vehicle. What the fuck is a Zaporozhsk?
No idea. It's a vehicle.
Here's, here's another one for you. Zaporozhsk.
Zaporozhsk. That sounds about right.
Zaporozhsk. All right.
Let me Google that for a minute to see what that really is.
Ukrainian. Well, hell, we need to Google
It's a small car. It's a small car. I think in Germany they call it a Trabant. Let me post it in the chat room for people to take a look at.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the head of the family, 71-year-old man, decided to exterminate rats in the house with the help of his old car. The man attached a hose to the exhaust pipe of the ZAZ-968, the Zaporozhsk car, and put the other end of the hose into the basement of the house. He started the engine and went upstairs. Man, that is fucking sad.
Who else was in his family?
I guess his wife and kid. Damn, brother.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Or to die on your day off. Damn. Damn,
yeah,
what?
Story is stupid.
Alright, we're over here in Amsterdam where I'm sick of talking about this punk ass motherfucker, but anyways, Vandersloot retracts murder confession.
Of course he does. Nothing new there.
As if he wouldn't. Dutch newspaper that interviewed Moron Vandersloot in his prison cell in Lima, Peru, said he has retracted his confession to the killing of a young woman there. De Telegraaf said the 22-year-old Dutchman claims he only signed papers admitting killing Stephanie Flores because he was intimidated by police and had been promised he would be transferred to the Netherlands if he confessed. Not a chance in hell, you motherfucker, you. Not a chance in hell. I just don't kill this ass, man. I mean, you know, is it that important to find a person's body? I mean, fuck it. You know he's dead? Shit. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go on over here to Miami. Well, I ain't never heard no shit like this, but.
Oh, by the way,
fun
why
challenges.
Is that, wait, let me break for a minute. Is that really what? Listed as Amsterdam? Because, yeah, he lived in the Netherlands for 5 years, and then he moved to Aruba, where he spent the rest of his life until he met Natalie. And then he went to Thailand and to, Peru. So, to actually make that news of the Netherlands, as in Amsterdam, I don't really agree on that one.
Yeah, I think... Damn. Well, I got some shit coming up for you guys. In a minute, you cigarette smokers out there, I got some coming for you. Down in Miami, though, son challenges mother's will. Okay. A legal battle is brewing in Florida over the estate of a woman who left millions in property and money to her pet chihuahua. And the sad fact is, these stupid motherfuckers do this shit every fucking day. That shit sounds funny, but it goes on it occurs too much. When these old motherfuckers leaving their goddamn wealth to fucking animals. Come on, people.
That's not very wise. That's all
I mean, all these goddamn people that's fucking, you know what I'm saying, homeless, why would you wouldn't leave it into a homeless fund? Set up a private fucking little fund, and I want all my goddamn money to build 10 fucking houses and house 10 fucking families and 10 people off the streets. Need, and that's the stipulations for this money. You have to go out and take 10 people off the fucking street, build 10 homes, and put this goddamn money, and then the rest of the money goes to them so they motherfucking can, you know what I'm saying, sustain in their new home. But
well,
leave it to a fucking dog.
A dog doesn't need money.
Come on. Conchita, the chihuahua, lives in an $8.3 million mansion, has diamond collars, and a $3 million trust fund left to her by her socialite, Gail Posner, who died in March. Posner's son, Brett Carr, is fighting his mother's will in court. And that has to be extra fucked up as far as you being the son. If she went so as far as to leave all her shit to a goddamn dog, where the fuck was you at?
You see what I'm saying, people?
Now, in that case, that sounds kind of fucked up. But if you don't motherfucking be a son to a child to your parents, why do you expect to get anything but an ass to kiss in the end? And that's what he got. Actually, a dog's ass to kiss. Yeah, you go and kiss his ass. Because the chihuahua ain't going to want to hear that shit. That's fucked up. I mean, it's fucked up, but then it ain't fucked up. You know, I got to give kind of kudos to her, to his dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, go on about your business. Damn. All right. Wait a minute. Before I get into this, hold on one second.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got to play something extra special for you guys. One second, where is it? What the f*** happened to my name? Okay, now, before I read this article, I want to play something for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
Now, that is a fake commercial. This is real nutty news.
Uh-oh.
In direct relation. Good old New York, cigarette tax will mean $11 per pack.
Right.
Yeah. So, fuck a proposition, goddamn 421. These motherfuckers finna get it from y'all asses however the fuck. They already got you hooked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, they got that. People don't even see how diabolical cigarettes are. There's no drug more addictive. I mean, fuck crack, fuck powder, fuck weed, fuck under the counter drugs, fuck meth, fuck everything else. Because the biggest and most dangerous money maker is cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're legal.
And instead of saying, it's bad for your health, we're going to ban it. They say, it's bad for your health, we're going to tax it.
Man. Almost $11 for a pack of cigarettes. Yeah. It might soon become a very real reality in many stores in New York City. The cigarette tax in New York would jump $1.60 a pack under a tentative deal struck between Governor David Patterson and state government leaders. The proposal is part of an emergency budget bill, which is due for a vote on Monday. Damn. Well, y'all motherfuckers, boy.
You got to come.
I wonder why so many motherfucking people move from New York City.
It's polluted.
Besides the pollution, high taxes, fucked up weather, crowded motherfucking population, let me think of, why the fuck are people staying there again? Shit. Alright.
That are settled there.
Yeah. We've been in Ontario before, I believe. Yeah. We're in Windsor, Ontario. Yeah. Man with maple syrup urine disease spared jail. What the fuck is that? A Windsor, Ontario man suffering from a rare metabolic disorder that causes brain damage was spared a jail sentence for stalking a 14-year-old girl. The court heard he has developmental issues related to a genetic disorder called maple syrup urine disease. Damn. The condition, often diagnosed in infants with sweet-smelling urine, can lead to neurological damage and death if untreated. Damn, I ain't never heard of no shit like that. Damn. My Health, Your Health Monday, people, you hear it all. We're going to have to cover that. Maple syrup urine disease. Man. Well, for all y'all women that like to drink urine, hey, I guess you'd be looking for that guy, wouldn't you? Hey, where's the sugar sweet urine guy? Yeah, where is he at? That's the love of my life. Oh, man. That is, yeah. But I guess he'll be the motherfucking dude to be by, you know what I'm saying? If your ass ever needed, you know, ran out of water and you're in the desert somewhere, hey, man, piss in my mouth. tastes like sweet and low. Oh, man, you must have had some Dixie Crystals before we took the trip. Oh, man, nothing like a good tall glass of sugar sweet urine. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm sorry, people. Shouldn't have went there. Hartford, Connecticut. Really, who gives a fuck? But hey. Judge to decide if cheerleading is a sport. Well, yeah, if the chicks are hot, it's a sport looking at them. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I don't think so. Federal judge is being asked to decide whether cheerleading can be counted as a sport by schools looking for ways to meet gender equity requirements. The issue is part of a lawsuit filed by five members of the volleyball team at Connecticut's Quinnipiac University and coach Ruben Sparks last year after the school decided in a budgetary move to eliminate women's volleyball in favor of a competitive cheer squad. Okay, you've taken an Olympic goddamn sport and nixed it for a fucking competition? Shit, that's all cheerleading is for. Competition, people. There is no fucking sport in goddamn cheerleading. What sport is that? Wait. Let me not be biased. Where are the stupid award for getting judge to decide? Yeah, they do need an award for that. It's an award for the judge, man. I'm sorry, God. I should award it, you know, not the people, but the judge himself for even considering, you know what I'm saying, that shit before him. You got to be a motherfucker.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Dumbing it.
Timmy!
I mean, I would have whipped my urine-smelling penis out and pissed all over that. Oh, take that. Smells like Teen Spirit, doesn't it? Oh, man. These, what is this guy smoking on? Nothing, people. Nothing. That's the problem. He's weed. We're in Frankfurt, and not Germany, people. Kentucky. Yeah. You didn't know that, huh? Yeah, it's a Frankfurt in Kentucky. Phone call about taxes. A lifesaver for man. Okay. Kentucky man credits a state revenue employee with saving his life when he had a heart attack during a phone call about his income tax bill. That probably caused it. The Lexington Herald Leader reported that Errol Phillips was talking with state employee Natalie Brown when she noticed that he was breathing heavily and seemed ill. Well, isn't that patriotic? Somebody actually listens to you. Yeah.
Isn't
it? That's cool. Let's go on over here to Hot Atlanta. Oh, man, this is fucked up. Baby hospitalized with blood alcohol level of 0.33.
Okay. How did that happen?
Okay, people, 0.08 is the legal limit. Yeah. An Atlanta babysitter was jailed after admitting she gave a potentially, one of the fucking let words, a lethal amount of wine to an infant in her care. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported. Tammy Denise Truitt, 41, confessed in court to giving the 9-month-old boy, baby boy, wine in a sippy cup to make the infant fall asleep. The baby was hospitalized with a blood alcohol level of 0.33, more than 4 times the legal limit for an adult. Yeah.
6 times the legal limit over here. We have 0.5 as the legal limit. And I can be. I haven't drank alcohol in for a long, long time. And if I drink 1 can of beer, well under the legal limit, I'm drunk as hell. I can't drive.
Damn. Well, here's to that.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Bitch!
And they deserve it.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left, so...
All right, people, we got more news, but of course, you know what I'm saying, I'll be going extensive for that tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do that on Town and Learn Language Tuesday. We got more Dutch people coming for you tomorrow's show, you know what I'm saying, Town and Learn Language Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, and yeah, we're going to be going into that with our Dutch coach, Mr. Cyanide.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Moodamaker, all your Moodamakers out there, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in to this Moodamaker show and My Health, Your Health Monday, man, you know what I'm saying? Go to www.webmd.com for all your better health, better information needs, and right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize with your host, Captain Smell So Good, and Moodamaker, Cyanide.
Thank you
up
very
in this
much,
mofo flipper, man. And we got to get up out of here, people. Go do something, you know what I'm saying? Get out, get some sun, and, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Feel good about yourself. That's the real deal. And end the show with old Mr. Vice Grip, you know what I'm saying? Letting y'all know, don't be a crab in a barrel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Much love to Alexander, Florida UFOs, all the guests that came through. Heavenly Angel, Jaime Garcia, Prophet Jackal, and of course, Sayed Knight.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Four spies against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism on each time in a big barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Club in a barrel, full bad mind. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man. Community, all because of ignorance, they are suffering.